Good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Monday morning mixtape. And you just heard Mary Elizabeth McGlynn and the iconic Akira Yamaoka with Waiting For You, which technically is music from the Silent Hill franchise, but I don't think it was ever actually either used in a game or released on a soundtrack. That was actually a live performance that was done at, I believe, a concert to celebrate, I think the 20th anniversary of the release of Silent Hill 1. So, bit of a deep cut, Silent Hill video game adjacent music there. And on today's Monday morning mixtape, we're going to be celebrating great female bands and artists. And if I'm honest with you, the main inspiration for today's mixtape is not our opening track, but rather the third track on the playlist today, Mai Yamane's Tasogare, which is this excellent, sultry piece of 1980s city pop. And originally my thought process is, maybe we'll do a city pop episode, but it's very difficult to find new and Canadian music that would fit well within that theme. So I decided to kind of give myself more to work with, and rather than doing an explicit city pop episode, I thought it would be interesting to look at great female bands and artists. So who can you expect to hear on today's episode? Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to kick things off again with Garbage. You're also going to hear the aforementioned Mai Yamane, and we've got some great Canadian bands and artists coming up as well, such as Kaylee Thomas, Bazia Boulat, Emily Millard, Savannah Shea, and Piner. All that and so much more on the episode today. I think we've got a pretty fun blend of vocal styles and genres coming up on today's program. We have more of the harder rock-infused elements starting us off with Mary Elizabeth McGlynn and Garbage, but you're also going to hear more of what I would call a delicate vocal style with artists like Piner and like Bazia Boulat. But I really think the unquestioned star of today's program is Mai Yamane. And Mai Yamane, you've actually heard on this program before, working with another acclaimed Japanese composer, Yoko Kanno. But this is before her partnership with Yoko Kanno. This is 1980, so really the start of the kind of city pop generation. And what I love about Mai Yamane is she has such a smoky, rich, kind of powerful voice. And it's interesting because her work with Yoko Kanno was almost 20 years after the fact. So it was interesting because my introduction to her was as an older, more experienced, more worldly singer. But it's so fascinating to go back and listen to her early work and you realize, her voice really hasn't changed much over the course of 20 years. There is still that very kind of blues, smoky inflection to it. And I just think it is like so, phenomenal. And once again, you get that excellent contrast of kind of the harder-edged, gritty, smoky voice with almost ethereal kind of backing music. It's a really great track. I'm obviously ludicrously excited to play it for you, but that's not the only one. We have got a pretty jam-packed lineup today, but we're going to kick it off again with a staple of the early to mid-90s Garbage, one of those bands that, to me, they fit into that same kind of mold as a Sleater-Kinney and a whole, this, you know, kind of like post-grunge outfit that I think really challenged a lot of expectations in the mid-90s. And I think this is probably the best Garbage track. It's certainly my favorite. Funnily enough, my introduction to them was through the James Bond franchise. I want to say they did Sheryl Crow did the one. Sheryl Crow did Tomorrow Never Dies, and they did The World Is Not Enough's theme. That's it. Gotcha. It took me a second. I had to go through it because, James Bond, that entire franchise has had some iconic female artists. And one of them, you're going to hear right now, this is Garbage, Not Your Kind of People, on the Monday Morning Mixtape. We'll be right back.
が見えないのか、胸の中ぬくもりを残しておいた。わけもなく優しくはできないと言っただろう。言葉など何とでも言い繕える。何とかうまくやれたよ。こうして
like a picture on a screen, like a drugstore magazine, and I'm somewhere in between waking and dreaming.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true friend loves you just as you are.
Well, any sense I had is gone. On an open field you had me run. Where was the light we had before? I don't know why I ask at all. I keep on talking carelessly. I look in books. books and magazines, thinking our work could be enough. You look at me, I'm burning out. When I hear your good advice, I'm starting something, and good advice, I'm running. Whispering what we have not anyone's guess. So just be rude or your kindness. You give it out so easily that now I drown in reason. Me feel worse when I hear your good advice. I'm starting something. Your good advice, I keep running from it. I shouldn't ask since I never want it. Any sense I have at all is gone. On the open field, you had me run. Where was the light we had before? Oh, I don't know why I ask at all. If the pardon isn't what I want, good advice I've heard. All your good advice, I started something. I should have known that I didn't want it. I'll never hear it, I keep on running. I didn't ask it,
Welcome back, everybody. This is your Monday morning mixtape, and this is the all-female singer, songwriter, and artist edition of the program. We kicked off our music block with a staple of the mid to late 90s with Garbage and Not Your Kind of People. We had one of the kind of pioneers of Japanese city pop, and one of my favorite Japanese artists, Mai Yamane with Tasogare. We had Kaylee Thomas with Midnight Hours, and you just heard Basia Bulat with Good Advice. And coming up, we've got another big, long, just incredible piece of music. This one is, and I will admit to this fully, straight up anime related. In fact, this is one of the most famous tracks from the beloved and internationally renowned anime franchise, Neon Genesis Evangelion. And as tempting as it was to put the title track, Cruel Angel's Thesis, on this playlist, I showed a little bit of restraint there. But instead, I am going to be playing Comme Sacerdote, which is mostly known for its role in End of Evangelion and like the final episodes of the franchise, performed by M10. So this is both a German, it's like a German language title, but it is a song in English performed by a Japanese artist, which I just think is a really fun mix of cultures there. We've also got some more great CanCon coming up for you with Emily Millard and Promise of Spring. We've got some new music with Rayleigh Forest and Puppetry. And then we're going to finish off today's episode with a little bit of Kingston content. So stay tuned for that. We still got a lot of great stuff to come here on the program. But for the time being, get yourself comfortable, maybe open up a thing of Orange Fanta. If you've seen the show, you'll understand why. And enjoy the chaotic brilliance of Come Sussertod, or Come Sweet Death, from the specifically End of Evangelion soundtrack performed by M10. Well, that's right, we're getting weird, wacky, and wild right here on your Monday morning mixtape. I'll talk to you folks again in just a little bit, but for the time being, enjoy yourself. If you've never heard this track before, I think you're going to have an eye-opening experience and just a good old-fashioned fun time.
We'll be right back. When to please, what to speak, follow the script, line by line is all I need. Stand up, sit down, now move your hips and turn around. Put me on the stage and the show begins. The more I resist, the tighter the string. Their teeth, grind their jaws, even try to cut themselves free. They are getting tangled up, something unspoken is binding all of us. Stand up, sit down, now move your hips and turn around. Put us on the stage and the show. Free.
we're back. This is Jesse Bell here with you one last time today for your Monday morning mixtape. And what I really enjoy about that last music block is two out of the three songs there really feel like they would fit into the same franchise, that being Comme ça se tarde by M10, better known in English as Come Sweet Death, and then the song you just heard, Rayleigh Forest with Puppetry. Those two are, if you're familiar with the Evangelion franchise, yeah, surprisingly compatible tunes, and in the middle of those two kind of manic breakdown performances, we had Emily Millard with Promise of Spring. And coming up to end the program, we've got two fantastic Kingston-based artists, one of whom has been on CFRC's live sessions before, that being Savannah Shea, as we will be playing Winter Magnolia in just a moment here, and another who would be like a dream get for us. You know that I love Piner. I'm a huge fan. I think she's just got this beautifully delicate yet powerful voice that, oh, it just does an immaculate job on each and every single track. So we're going to end off with Cold Moon, and then, stay tuned, because the final little piece of this episode is a fun little dramatic over-the-top preview of the forthcoming football season coverage right here on CFRC. One of the things that we do best, I think you're really going to enjoy it, and I know I certainly am excited. But before we get into all the jock jam, hyper macho, blah, 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 sports coverage, let's send us off in style with two fantastic local artists kicking things off with Savannah Shea and Winter Magnolia, and we'll follow that up and take us home with the one and only Piner and the latest release we have here in the digital music library with Cold Moon. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Stay tuned, of course. Great episode of Monday's Indie Wake Up Call coming up directly after this. Why would you want to be anywhere else when you could be right here with Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC? All right, folks, see you later. All the best. Bye-bye.
Winter Magnolia, ahead of its time, fooled by the sunshine and destined to die. As with everything, the trick of the light in January, she lies fast asleep at the mercy of rain. Two early bird stars singing again, and she's trusting a heart that's been broken in two. What have we done to you? Holy love beginning, we are burning down her intuition. Too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life. A planet made of miracles is broken into pieces, souls stolen from the ones who know the land is on our side. Power is fixated on controlling what is powerful, too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life.
into magnolia, head of her time. A child of the sunshine, with light in her eyes, and she's trusting a heart that's been broken in two. What have we done to you? Holy in the beginning, we are burning down her intuition.
Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex freaking is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50. Still on at his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's football on CFRC.